anybody who wants to, this part, you can grab some gloves and play around with this. It's kind of a satisfying little process. So remember this
one. As winter break is on the horizon for many students across the country, high schoolers typically spend their final few weeks of the semester armed with pencils and laptops on their desks, studiously preparing for final exams. But this morning at Pacific High School, Judd Kirkness is leading a group of four students in removing the fur from a deer pelt to demonstrate one of the first steps in making leather.
Soaking it in lime like this, people used to just leave them upside down in a pond was the common way, and you're just kind of letting rot take place. And instead of rot on this one, we're basically just using chemistry. And so this one,
while Kirkness wields a ruler-esque block of wood to scrape the fur off of the pelt, students equip gloves and pluck out the fur by hand, braving the pelt's odor as a video of a roaring fireplace plays on the classroom's large screen in the background. This class is part of Pacific High's Friday Life Skills curriculum, where students develop practical skills relevant to Sitkins, from deer skinning to boat and trail maintenance.
Pacific High has always tried to, with the lens of their education, is how can we better the community or better real-world knowledge for the students who come here.
That's Haley Vanilla, a Pacific High School support staff member through Youth Advocates of Sitka.
And so I think that's kind of where the Friday skills were born from, was how can we use our partners in the community to better inform the students and educate the students, because I think a big thing that we care about is how, you know, the students' happiness and education in the school, but how also outside of school.
One such community partner is Sitka Trailworks, which has been collaborating with Pacific High School to provide practical environmental education to young Sitkins for many years. For Sitka Trailworks Programs Manager, Emily Pound, a big part of their curriculum involves drawing upon the knowledge the students already have from living in Alaska.
We do try to lead with the lens of not assuming that the youth don't know what we're leading, just coming from a place of saying, okay, this is your experience. What do you know? What can we learn from you?
Back in the classroom, the students learn that leftover deer fur can be used as effective compost, but one student requests the fur for a different purpose, based on her family knowledge.
My grandma, she makes stuff out of fur.
Okay.
And my grandpa, he has a hat, and it's my grandma made him. It's beaver fur.
Yeah.
So, I was wondering if I can, bring home.
You got as much of this as you can carry. We've got some plastic bags here or something. We'll find something.
Yeah, we can do that.
Progressing into the self-described show-and-tell section, Kirkness passes around a variety of animal goods, from a pouch made of deer stomach to various samples of leather strips.
Last time, I can't remember if we showed fish leathers, but that one's a halibut leather.
That's so thick.
Yeah.
Wow, like if you've really ever, big. Can I pass it to...
Yeah, please. Yeah. Pass them all around.
Wow, look at that. You can see, where the bones were.
Vanilla has been sitting in on the Friday Life Skills class for over a year. She thinks the curriculum uniquely helps students not only develop a stronger understanding of the land they live on, but also establish a connection to and curiosity about it as well.
Knowing where your food comes from and having that respect for nature, and I think is really important, something that I didn't have in my education growing up. And students ask really big questions about the environment and about their place in the world, and having that space, I think, is really important for them to have those big questions.
As the class comes to a close and students file out for lunch, some curious students wander in to observe the pelt, which now has a large furless patch. As one student picks up her promised fur to send to her grandparents, she draws another connection between the leather she got to touch in class and that in her own life, the leather purse she's carrying.
Okay.
That actually was satisfying because I was also feeling those ends in my purse.
Yeah, right. It is funny. I mean, we have leather all around us all the time, but a lot of times we kind of take it for granted. So I think it's useful for us to just see the process.
In Sitka, I'm Ryan Cotter.